Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm afternoon across Israel today. In Jerusalem, sunny skies dominate while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa and Beersheba bask in comfortable temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran definitely holds chemical weapons, even as their nuclear capacity is destroyed. This comes from remarks by Prime Minister Netanyahu earlier this hour. Also, Ynet notes that former President Trump declared the Iran nuclear deal over. This follows Gulf region strikes and a strong rebuke of Tehran. Also this hour, JNS shares that President Trump announced the Iran ceasefire is over at the NATO summit. He criticized Tehran's leaders harshly. Separately, I-24 News says the U.S. struck 80 targets in Iran overnight. This action was in retaliation for disrupted traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, Australian Jewish News reports NGOs are accused of exploiting Gaza's suffering to raise funds. The survey highlights claims of bias and anti-Israel narratives within these organizations. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, known for tracking missile alerts, highlighted Trump's comments. He called the Iran ceasefire over and dismissed Iranian leaders as scum. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted Trump's remarks about the previous night's U.S. attacks. He emphasized the strong response to Iranian provocations. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli social media influencer, echoed Trump's stance. He shared that Trump labeled the ceasefire as over, criticizing Iran's leaders. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned that Iran still possesses chemical weapons capabilities. He stated this despite past successful operations, such as Operation Roaring Lion, which dismantled their nuclear potential. The implications are significant as the region remains tense. Turning to the Ynet story, former President Trump firmly declared the Iran nuclear agreement null following strikes in the Gulf. During his statement, he labeled Iranian officials as sick people and expressed frustration over negotiations. This signals a hardened U.S. stance, potentially affecting diplomatic engagements. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Trump's comments at the NATO summit. He ended hopes for a ceasefire with Iran, calling further talks futile. This comes amid ongoing regional tensions and highlights the fragile nature of peace efforts. That strike reported by I-24 News comes hours after Iran's disruption of commercial shipping. The U.S. military response was swift and extensive, targeting numerous sites overnight. This escalation could impact global oil markets and shipping routes. Finally, the Australian Jewish News survey raises concerns about NGOs operating in Gaza. Claims of bias and anti-Israel narratives could affect funding and international perceptions. This scrutiny might influence humanitarian efforts and policy discussions. Turning to business and markets. First, Ktech reports that the Bank of Israel's recent moves were not just about interest rates. Governor Amir Yaron used the occasion to warn against Israel's reliance on global tech giants. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Castro has partnered with China's Anta. This 30 million shekel investment will bring the sports giant to Israel, marking a significant retail expansion. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses Elbit Systems' major recruitment drive. The defense company plans to hire 4,000 employees, driven by a massive order backlog. This growth highlights the increasing demand for advanced defense technologies globally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.